Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated, on a beautiful, and I do mean beautiful, 2-4 Tuesday afternoon, the last Tuesday of March 2021. Welcome to Facebook Live. Welcome, everyone. It is 1:01 California time, 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on a beautiful March 30th. Welcome, everyone. Carolyn Romansky, how are you, Carolyn? Good to connect with you, Carolyn. Look forward to meeting you in person. Carolyn, eventually I will be coming to South Carolina as soon as the vigil ends. And I want you to know how proud I am to be your coach and friend, Carolyn Romansky. Welcome, everyone. It's good to see you here on Facebook Live on Tuesday, March 30th. Eric Picard, how are you, Eric? Good to connect with you, Eric. Thank you for being on Clubhouse Live. Tracy Calvert, how are you? Tracy, thank you for being on Clubhouse Live. Kevin, were you on Clubhouse Live Sunday night? If not, we would love to have you. I believe you were there. Tracy, good to see you. How are you, Tracy? I saw your pictures with Carla. Those were absolutely awesome. And we have Eric Picard in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Kevin Clinton Paulson, say hello to Eric. Eric Picard, say hello to Kevin Clinton Paulson. Kevin has been following me for many years and is my coaching client, and Kevin is a Wisconsin native. Aaron, how are you, my brother? Aaron, for those of you who are on Clubhouse Live, my congratulations to Aaron Knight. Aaron is crushing Clubhouse Live. I mean, he is my co-collaborator, and he is absolutely has great sobriety content. Aaron and I will be doing more and more projects together. So that is Mr. Aaron Knight. I highly endorse. Amanda Smith. All right, everyone. Amanda, please promote your group. I had the privilege of being on Amanda's Clubhouse group. Amanda's part of a group of 250,000 people. Amanda was the host and interviewed me, and she crushed it. That is Amanda Smith. Amanda, please let people know how they can find your Clubhouse group. Amy Gilberg, deep, deep love and appreciation for you. And your husband, Tom, good to see you. Tracy, you rock. You are crushing it. And Kevin Clinton Paulson says, good afternoon. Aaron, I'm very proud of you. Those of you who have not been following the Clubhouse content, I want you to follow Aaron Knight. Aaron has great content. He has been hiding in Toronto, and I'm bringing him out of the cobwebs. Aaron is also a very, very successful musician. And Aaron, feel free to share some of your content on your musical content. Aaron is a top-tier professional musician. Amanda Smith said, preservation of the human race. So 30,000 members. Everyone, take a look. Amanda Smith is my client and friend. She is one of the co-founders of a group called Preservation of the Human Race. 30,000 members, and she says, you're amazing, Jeff. So Eric, you live in Brookfield. Eric, Brookfield, correct. Amanda Smith, thank you for everyone. We should collaborate on, okay, Amanda, contact me and I will do more collaboration with you on Clubhouse. If you're not on Clubhouse and you're asking us to send you an invite, you have to have the app downloaded first. None of us can send you the invitation without an application. Now, if you notice this eye right here, I just had surgery literally 3 hours ago. I had a cataract surgery, so it is a little runny here today. And then next week, I'll have the other one done, and then I will have almost 20/20 vision. So for those of you who had any aversion to cataract surgery, I just had it this afternoon or this morning. Took an hour and 10 minutes from start to finish, and I am back in the saddle, producing results, closing sales. Ryan Andra, how are you, Ryan, my brother? Good to see you. Ryan is an exceptional, top-tier human being from Montana, and he grew up very close to where they filmed the television series Yellowstone, and actually sent me a picture one day as he was driving by the barn Yellowstone. So another, I want you to know how much I endorse all of you. Much, much love today as we end the third quarter. Love to all of you. I have been privileged to be the coach and friend of many of you for not a few months, but a few years. So Tracy Calvert, I've known you for years. I've known Kevin Paulson for years. I've coached Aaron Knight for years. Some of you I'm just starting to get to know. It's my absolute privilege. Carolyn Romansky loves Yellowstone. Alamada, good to see you this afternoon. I asked my wife, she told me about you. She said you're an exceptional actress, new here and new sober person. Everyone give Alamada a hand. Alamada, look up Alamada's pictures. She is an exceptional woman. You have unique pictures, so that is completely awesome. And thank you, Alamada. Alamada is new to sobriety, so let's everyone give Alamada a hand. That is crushing it. Alamada, there's a lot of sobriety in this room right here, so you're in the right place at the right time. Now, I have a little treat for you. Right here is a CD set from 1999 to 2000, Prospecting with Purpose. And look at the lineup in this has Mr. Todd Falcone. Todd Falcone, this is Todd's first audio course that he collaborated with me on, Prospecting Purpose. That was 2001. So I gave Todd Falcone his first ever speaking opportunity in San Francisco, California. And I just found a copy that actually someone sent me a copy that it has been out of existence for over 10 years. I sold the last copy of that over 10 years ago. I sold about 10,000 units of that, and one just emerged. So welcome, everyone. Kevin says he owns it and loves it. So let's focus on purpose. So that was a CD set I covered, Prospecting with Purpose. Now, the purpose of this live, the purpose of my call, the purpose of I'm reaching out to you, the purpose of Amanda Smith's Preservation of the Human Race, the purpose. So that means the cause. So when you are cause-driven, when your purpose is bigger than your problems, when you are no longer the mind-body connection to being an emotional addict, when you are no longer the mind-body connection to being traumatized by relatives, mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, when you begin to let go of sexual abuse, sexual trauma, when you let go of physical abuse, when you let go of ex-wives and ex-husbands who've traumatized you and you let traumatize you, then you are no longer the mind-body connection to anxiety, fear, and doubt. That is when you find your purpose. And when I was laying on the operating table today, when I say operating table, I was in my clothes, but I was absolutely channeling David Hawkins. I was in absolute bliss, absolute peace. I had no focus on anything else but healing. That was the purpose. The purpose was to gain my eyesight, my mindsight. My purpose was to bring back my vision. Now, I've always had a vision of the outcome, but I have had cataracts on both eyes, which is a buildup, and my vision was becoming blurry. Now, this is very metaphoric. Now, that doesn't mean my emotional vision, but my real vision, my eyesight at 64 years old required an overhaul. Yet, that was the physical form, but my vision emotionally is at its peak. So this is when the inner world can overcome your outer world. So even if I was blind, I would still have a vision because I would never forget the beauty of the world, the smell of a horse, the kiss of a dog, the human touch of a hand, all of that, that human raw emotion that we crave. That's called intimacy. And the reason we play this game of life is to connect. It's not to keep score. It's not to make money, because that's what governments do. They make money with a machine and they print it. And what they do to seduce the population is to print more money. That's what the Federal Reserve does, is they're a foreign corporation that prints money that doesn't exist and then lends it to people and then gives it away and then charges interest on it. What a great business to be in. Charge interest on money that doesn't exist. And when you're a pawn in that game, when you get overwhelmed with debt, when you get overwhelmed with life, when you get overwhelmed with being overwhelmed and you're addicted to being overwhelmed, then you start to move into a place called apathy, which leads you to a series of addictions, which can lead to heroin, cocaine, alcohol, compulsive debting, spending, underachieving, underearning, procrastination, being overwhelmed, unorganized, undisciplined, attracting perpetrators and violators to your life who will ghost and gaslight you, who you will let take advantage of you until one day you say, the pain is great enough. I can no longer live this life without purpose. So when you have no meaning, when you have no purpose, life is meaningless. And that's what many people do, is they live in less. They live in less than, and they feel guilty. They feel selfish. And they say stories and things to themselves like, why should I? Who am I to? I would feel selfish. No, that's how you've been conditioned to believe. God wants you to live in the land of plenty. It's the law of the harvest. there's so much abundance. If we, those of us who live in California, just look at the orchards, look at the almond fields, the wine fields. And those of you who grew up on farms like I did, just look at the beauty of the land. I grew up on 3,000 acres of corn and soybeans and hay, cattle, and just grew up in that beauty and that opulence. Lakes and grasses and farmlands. There's so much beauty. There's so much abundance, and it's time for the West to really live it. That's where it's important that you find, develop, create, and live your purpose. It's individual. Only you can decide and determine what that is. You don't get that from a book. You don't get it from a movie. You don't receive that. That's God. That's the God in you that's beginning to shine. That's the light. That's the place that you begin to live. It's your purpose. But it doesn't have to be so big. You don't have to change the world to do this. So Carolyn, thank you for saying that. Thank you for being honest. Carolyn says she wants to learn how. It's not a learn. It's an ism. It's a be state. So your purpose doesn't have to be a vocation. A vocation is what you do for money. That's what you do for service and value. But your purpose, it will find you when you let go of trying to find it. When you force your purpose, you feel disappointed because you can't find your purpose in force, because what you attract is a counterforce. You find someone else to be your opposition. You'll find someone to make you wrong. You'll find someone to say, hey, you're black, and you go, no, I'm white. They'll go, you're white, and you go, no, I'm black. Or you go, you're right and I'm wrong. Or you'll find someone in that conflict that keeps you disappointed. As you begin to let go of disappointment, as you begin to let go of anxiety, fear, and doubt, you'll become more purposeful. See, the purpose is not to find your purpose. Your purpose is to be the purpose. And if you'll read David Hawkins, he will really assist you with this. The ego wants the purpose. The ego wants to control the outcome. The ego wants to control the purpose. And the ego screams, where is that fucking purpose? I've been looking for this purpose and I can't find that fucking purpose. That's the anger ego that says, I'm not purposeful. And see, in that purpose, when you put pressure on your purpose, pressure is an illusion. It's a false sense of God. It is not deity or source. It's force. And when you live in that force, you're not purposeful. Purpose is when you go to a 12-step meeting and you're pouring coffee, because that was your purpose tonight, was to pour the coffee. Most people completely overcomplicate the purpose. Purpose is simplicity. The purpose is to enjoy a good life. That by just enjoying a good life, you're not there to help everyone. You're not there to, you can be a steward, but it doesn't have to be your purpose. You can be an ambassador of change, but it's not your purpose. Your purpose is to be yourself. See, that is I am me and I am free. We get so confused with purpose, we think we're supposed to do a purpose rather than be our purpose. Your purpose is to live a really good life on your terms and your time frame. And if you have to work a job to do that, be purposeful on that job. Don't hate your job, or find one that you can feel much better about. Your purpose is to let go of all the trauma you've endured. We collectively have been traumatized, sexually abused. We've been taken advantage of. We grew up in dysfunctional homes and families. And we live a life of struggle. And all of a sudden you wake up and you're 100 pounds overweight, hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. And you have no purpose. And you're going like, fuck, what is this all about? What is this for? Well, it's not for what it is right there. Your purpose is right there in that moment, is to let go. Josh Morin, in addiction, I had to be the man. In sobriety, all I have to do is be me. This is powerful. I'm breathing with you. So I'll take a deep breath. Breathe and release. So the energy I'm feeling is the energy of my own tears and one of my eyes that's running from a cataract. So it was so amazing. I was thinking, God, my vision is challenged, but it's not my emotional vision is at its peak. So once again, this was a good metaphor for me. I don't have to be able to see it to know it. And so this is what so many people get confused. If someone would just tell me my purpose, it's not a how do I find a purpose. It's why aren't you being your purpose? Your purpose is to be your best you. If you can master that, then you are purposeful. But you're not going to find your purpose out there. It's not being a millionaire in network marketing. It's not selling the most expensive real estate. It's not a gold record. It's not how much assets you can accrue. Although money and assets have their relevance, because you're going to require a certain amount of money to live a good life, and your objective would be have some assets so that you have something to you have something that you can move money around in as you move into retirement. Andre, let's just say hello to Andre, everyone. Andre is in Brisbane, Australia. He is a good man. Iman, good to see you this afternoon. And everyone to say a take a prayer and breathe for my really good friend Joe DiBianca and Alicia Sidoris. They are engaged to be married. They met through me, and actually Eric Picard, you were there. They met through me at another event. I'm sorry, Eric. They met through me in November of 2019. They're going to be married, and today they're moving to Charleston, South Carolina. They have left Philadelphia, and they're on their way to Charleston, South Carolina today. Everyone say hello to Mr. Ron Ziegler. Ron has been going through some really tough times, and Ron is on dialysis, and Ron is purpose-driven. His purpose is to regain his health and live a great life with his wife, Brenda. Ron's been following me for 12 years from Pembroke Pines, Florida. Aaron, how are you this afternoon? This is so good to see you. Aaron says, Joe has fantastic content. That's right, Aaron. Joe saw me speak 102 times and hosted at least 10 events with me. I pray to have you host an event with me, Aaron, at some point. Stacy, how are you this afternoon, Stacy Berkland? Iman, good to see you this afternoon. Welcome, everyone. It's an awesome to have you here on this purpose-driven, cause-driven afternoon. It's a beautiful afternoon. Here would be just a simple suggestion for you today. Rather than focus on doing something, put a relaxed focus into being your best self today. Whatever being your best self is, if that's your best neighbor, be your best neighbor. If you can pick up a piece of paper on the street because it's there, pick it up. I mean, just look. Experience some of the beauty that life has to offer this afternoon. Do your best to take away any feelings of anxiety, fear, and doubt. Let go of being critical today. Live your best life today, the best life you can possibly live today. Let go of any criticism you have of yourself. Do your best to love yourself, love your animals, love your neighbors, love people around you. Let go of any anxiety, especially resentment you hold on to. Roger, good to see you. Everyone say a prayer for Roger. Roger is going through some recovery right now, and he can really use some of our prayer. He is a really good man. That's Roger Maldonado. If you look up the word courage, Roger's face is right there in the picture of it, and he is a good dude. Tracy, how are you this afternoon? Love you, Tracy. You are such an exceptional woman. I'm so proud of you. That is Tracy Calvert, my client in Savannah, Georgia. She is a good woman. And you want to be able to compliment people today. And even if someone doesn't compliment you, you don't want to get into, oh, I can't believe they did that. They canceled me. Let go of all the hate you hold, the resentment you hold today. Find your purpose today. Once again, your purpose is not a thing. Your purpose is you. That's your purpose. It's so complicated to try and be a purpose when all you have to do is be yourself. I mean, your purpose is to be able to be your best you. I mean, take a look at certain situations and don't come from pride, but task well done. Wipe the sink down, clean your kitchen up. Do your best to do the little things that you avoid. That will be purpose. Your purpose is to live a good life, and that's with free of criticism. But if you look at the sink full of dishes, or you look at your bed and you go, oh my God, or you have a bag full of mail that you haven't unopened, I mean, this is how it's so complicated for people. People get so overwhelmed at being overwhelmed that they can't find their purpose. Purpose is simple. Purpose is discipline. It's disciple of. Discipline for purpose means a disciple of being my best self. And that's in a very relaxed body where you're flexible. You're not rigid. You're able to adapt and adjust. Just like Aaron says, receive compliments and offer them freely. And if someone doesn't accept your compliment because they're so checked out, understand that's where you were once. Understand that there's so many people that are walking around and emotionally checked out. You could be that one person who gives them a compliment who changes their day. Just that one simple random act of kindness. Remember what it was like to be an addict? You're in your head all fucking day trying to figure out your next relapse, trying to figure out where you're going to steal from, how you're going to drink at 5 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock, where you're going to hide the bottles. or how you're going to get your fix or your shot, what you're going to do with your dope and all these terms that an addict used to use. Remember how much time you would spend in your fucking head planning your planning? Then you get so overwhelmed planning your planning, you just give up and relapse right there in the moment. That's what addicts do, because an addict always wants a little more. Josh says that's so exhausting. But if you're in any kind of sobriety today, emotional sobriety or drug and alcohol or codependency, that's your purpose, is to spend this day accessing the beauty that life has to happen. That's your purpose. Simplify your purpose. Don't complicate it. Once you start complicating your purpose, now you're in your ego. Now you're in your lower self. Now you're a dry drunk, a dry addict, a pissed off person and sober because life isn't giving it to me. Fuck, I can't believe it. After all I did, this is not about being a hardaholic. This is about ease, relaxing, letting go, being in a very relaxed body, being flexible, letting people go effortlessly and easily. I highly suggest that you diplomatically let go of the people that you string along, that you drag along, that you pray and want to fix up, because that's not your purpose. Your purpose isn't to fix anyone. Your purpose is to lead by example. In leading a good life, there will be a few people who will follow you because they will feel the energy and the love that emanates from you. They will feel it. And that comes from sobriety. That comes from being emotionally sober, from not being good enough. Sobriety doesn't mean what you think it means. Many people think it means, does that mean I'm not drinking? Does that mean I can never have a piece of cherry pie? No, that's not what it means. It means that you're emotionally sober. It means that you're good enough, that you're letting go of the anxiety about the traumas and the shame you held on to from being sexually abused, from being traumatized, gaslighted, and ghosted, from being told over and over that you weren't good enough, by standing and being beaten with sticks and rulers as children, and being told that you deserve this. And so then your brain believes, wow, I deserve to get beat, so I better go find someone who can beat me. That's not your purpose. That's your lower self that wants to live in pain. That's the pain body. But when you step out of that pain and you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shapes your feelings, that's where you'll find your purpose. Your purpose is not to be a millionaire, a billionaire, a decamillionaire. That can all happen. But if that doesn't bring you any peace, then you've just wasted your fucking time trying to find a purpose that wasn't really you. I've seen so many people create money and then couldn't enjoy it. They could not let go because they were so stuck in their body. You are your purpose. My wife says, great content, my love. I love my wife so much. She's so awesome. Your purpose is to be your best you, your best husband, your best mother, your best wife. Roger, I love you so much. If you knew what Roger's been through, my God. He has been through the ringer. He is a good man. Kevin, how are you today? Addiction to suffering and struggle. I'm so proud of all of you. It takes so much courage to really step up to the plate and address your emotional addictions. And when you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. Aaron, we're going to cover that Sunday night. We're going to cover humility, humanity, and humiliate. We're going to cover what it really means to be humble on our Sunday night call on sobriety consciousness. Now, Aaron Knight, Scott Lucas, and myself host this call on Sunday night. Roger, we'd love to have you there. Dave Silverman, good to see you. So on Dave Silverman, that was classic, giving us the mental floss. That's my client, Dave Silverman. Dave and I go back to 2002 and 2001. Dave, do you remember me writing on the wall in Rochester? I once did an event for an insurance group, and on a wall, they didn't have a whiteboard, so I did it on this guy's wall. It was shocking to them back in the day. So thank you, everyone, for being on today's Facebook Live. I'm going to go enjoy some what a beautiful day it is. But this Sunday night at 6:30 Pacific, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, Scott Lucas, Aaron Knight, and myself, we are the co-collaborators of Sobriety Consciousness, and there's plenty of room for other moderators. We're looking for moderators who want to join our team and want to be on our Sobriety Consciousness call at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. You must have a Clubhouse app. And if you do not have an invite, there are many of us on this Facebook Live who have invites. If you have invites available, go ahead and let the people know. We're going to start rocking out that Sunday night call. It's a half an hour. It's just an ideal time to have a Sunday night sobriety call. And I mean, there's a lot of sobriety in that clubhouse. So thank you, everyone. I'm going to go have a little R&R this afternoon. I'll be back here later tonight. Have a great afternoon. Love all of you. You are your own purpose. And I'll see you tonight at 9 o'clock Pacific, 12 Eastern Standard Time.